The 5th Annual Columbus Art Fest hits the streets of Columbus, Indiana on Saturday and Sunday, August 23rd and 24th, and visitors to the Indiana town will be able to see the designs of over 100 local, regional, and national artists. As part of the festival, the Columbus Area Arts Council is hosting Meltdown, an event that features an iron pour, as well as a hands-on glass art workshop with Lisa Pello of Hot Blown Glass. WFIU's Mark Chilla visited Pello in her studio in Clayton, Indiana, prior to the Meltdown event to take us inside the fast-paced, loud, and very hot world of glassblowing.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Good.
Art and danger are two things that don't necessarily go hand in hand, but inside the hot shop of hot-blown glass, danger is all part of the process.
My pants are smoking, see?
I went to Lisa Pello's glassblowing studio, where she not only gave me a tour, but also showed me the process of creating a 2-foot-tall decorative glass vase.
And then I'm going to put what look like small flower applications on the front, all as a hot process. And that's the tricky part.
Pounds of molten glass sit in the furnace, which runs constantly, and that sits next to an intimidating piece of equipment affectionately called the glory hole, an enormous oven where the vase is heated and reheated in order to be shaped.
They're both at easily 2100 degrees Fahrenheit.
I can already feel the heat from over here, and I'm standing about, you know, 6 feet away, 7 feet away, and you can still feel it. It's pretty hot. We have someone else here with us.
Yes, this is Clayton Benefiel, and he's going to be assisting me today.
He was the one whose pants started smoking earlier.
And we have another helper here, Pete the dog.
Pete the dog, yes. He appears to need some sun today.
All right, let's get to work.
Okay, yes. We'll do that.
So this is a blowpipe. It's just a big, like, stainless steel straw.
The blowpipe goes into the furnace, that's called the gather, and molten glass collects at the end. This happens several times, growing in size each time.
Smooth out, and then I'll shape this up. So here's the end of my blowpipe. The color's glued on.
The piece is constantly turning so as not to fall off the end of the blowpipe. All the while, it's being shaped with various tools, and of course, a bubble is being blown inside.
It's about the size of like a child's Nerf football right now. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So you bring it over to this marver, is that what it's called again? And that's where you shape it a little bit, right?
It's a shaping and cooling tool, yes.
And newspaper.
Yeah, if you have a high quality newspaper that you sold it or folded a certain way, saturate it completely with water, it'll totally protect your hand.
Oh, it's smoking right now. Yeah. All right. Burned right through the guy's face in the newspaper. So we're rolling it in the gold flakes.
The frit, yes.
The frit.
Mm-hmm.
This one will give me a look of like what looks like water on the surface, and that sparkles like gold. People love it.
So sometimes when you watch skilled glassblowers work, it looks really, really easy, but it's not. It's very difficult, actually.
After 45 minutes of turning and growing, the vessel starts to take shape.
Transfer. We're going to take it off the blowpipe. It looks fairly small.
It's the last several minutes that the real magic seems to happen. Pello stretches and cuts the piece, determining its final design all at lightning speed.
Scoring the glass, and then tapping the pole. And there we go. It's free. Fast-paced work here.
Okay. Woo.
It's those quick decisions, along with that element of danger, that makes her work so exciting.
When you work with glass, you have what looks to be like very boring stuff, but you have to be really precise at it. And when it gets to these points, when we were at the end of that bigger piece, the decision is right now. And I like making the decision right now. And if I miss my chance, you know, you can make it again, but I don't want to come back tomorrow and three days later and change something about the drawing or add some more paint or not like it. It's like, it's done.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.